So let's do a little Friday fun here on this Friday, live from the BMW Dallas Marathon Expo, Health and Fitness Expo, presented by Cumulus.
Presented by Cumulus.
Yes. Power of Radio.
Is this Hall C?
Yeah. Hall C.
Hall C at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center.
That's right.
Didn't you once claim you could identify any hall from just being, like, if we blindfolded you and...
Yeah, you're like, H.
C. Okay, yeah.
I don't even know how many they have.
I think it's through K or something like that. There's a lot. So, speaking of the marathon, we have all partaken in them before. And so let's play a little game concerning the race. This is a game called How Slow Are You?
What a jerk.
It will feature our two contestants, Dave Lane and Bob Stern.
Okay.
Where we will pit you guys against celebrities, other celebrities, your celebrities in your own right.
Yes.
And whether or not you beat their time or did not beat their time. Okay?
Okay.
So let's get your times out there. How slow were you?
You go first, Bob.
I don't have the seconds, but I
don't need seconds.
422.
422.
You bastard.
Dave?
Well, as I said...
I don't need the story. I need the time.
I had a knee problem. I had to walk quite a bit on the second half of the race. Uh-huh. 5 hours and 1 minute.
5:00. Oh, come on, Ham.
So we
go ahead.
No judgment, but when you felt you were within range of getting in under 5 hours, was there a little panic to try to get?
Yeah.
That?
So the year that I did it, the finish line was right in Victory Plaza, right outside the W Hotel.
Okay.
And so when I was looking at my watch, and when I got to downtown, I was doing the math. And I was like, I can still make it in under five.
Yeah.
And so by the time I got to whatever that is, Ackard or whatever that street is right outside the W.
Right.
I was booking it. I was full sprint and watching the numbers in the distance.
Oh.
And I just couldn't do it.
Oh,
I just couldn't do it.
Well, that's okay. You finished.
Yeah.
You're a finisher.
My goal was 420 to 430. And like I said, I came out of the gates too hot. And then I just dragged the entire
thing. I heard
half.
He almost won. He thought he was going to win.
Yeah.
And then was like...
Well, it was like me and a Kenyan for like the first mile and a half.
And I would say your time would have been significantly better if for a month Dan would have hung Oprah over you the entire time and really made my entire marathon about as much fun as Picks with Friends, where that's all you're thinking about. You wake up in the middle of the night like
Oprah.
I have to beat Oprah.
Oprah was like a 4:25 or something like that.
I beat her by a solid 5 minutes, Corby. I believe.
You still protest her time, though, don't you?
I'm very suspicious.
Do we have every second documented?
Yeah.
Did she take a cab like Rosie Ruiz for like 10 miles?
A lady of her resources could easily just...
Knock off a minute.
I would love to race hologram Oprah.
I thought about hiring somebody and putting them in an Oprah suit.
Yeah.
Just to set the pace for me.
All right, so Bob barely beat her. Dave, you lost to her by like 40 minutes.
Yeah, half a mile. Half a mile is not barely.
Barely. She was right behind you. So
yeah, she
lapped
me.
We
like,
have
like Miss Pac-Man just
chasing
me.
We have nine celebrities for each of you, so let's get to them to see if you can guess whether or not you beat their time. We will start with this one for you, Bob Sturm.
Okay.
$69.
That is the laugh of one Drew Carey. Did you beat Drew Carey, Bob? Now, Ham, you're keeping score here.
Uh-oh. I don't think I did. I feel like I've heard Drew Carey's marathon time, and it was... I think he flirted with 4 hours. He might have even got under.
Bob, 4:22. Drew Carey, 4:37.
Oh, I did beat him.
You
okay.
did. You
but
did.
But I didn't get the point.
No, you didn't.
So even when I win, I lose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a really poor guess.
That's
Dave
right.
Lane, you are next. Dave, did you beat Al Roker?
God. No, Al beat me, I'm sure.
I was supposed to play the cut. I wasn't supposed to just give the name. But anyway, you think that Al Roker beat you? Okay.
Yeah, I think this whole thing is a construct to shame me. So, yes, I think he beat me.
Dave Lane, 5 hours and 1 minute. Al Roker, 7 hours and 9 minutes.
Yes! Yes! Take that, you fat bastard!
But you didn't get the point.
That's okay.
What did... How do you run an 8-hour marathon?
At that point, the course is closed,
yeah,
right?
Don't they let traffic back in there?
Yeah, they're yeah. honking at him.
They're out there picking up the cones.
Is that pre-surgery or post-surgery?
We don't know. We don't know. All right, Bob. Did you beat... all of Mumford & Sons?
All of them?
No, it is just Marcus Mumford. Do you think that you beat Marcus Mumford?
I do not. I do not believe I beat him.
Bob Sturm, 422. Marcus Mumford, 418.
That's a point for me.
Point, Bob.
Weep for yourself, my man.
Dave Lane.
Dave, can I just remind you and me that I think less than 1% of society has completed a marathon at all?
That's true.
So
we're all winners, really.
If, in
God's eyes.
If you made it to the finish line, there's no shame.
Hey, Zach, yo, last night at the movies, you went too far. Just helped a mother get together with her son. What's so wrong about that?
Wrecking my date with Joanna wasn't funny.
Oh, like it was funny wrecking my study date the night before?
Hey, you started it, man, making me look like a jerk at the max.
Dave, did you beat Mario Lopez?
That dude is fit as hell. There's no way.
Mario Lopez, or Dave Lane, 501. Mario yeah. Lopez, 423. One
oh.
to one. Oh!
Look who can't beat me. Okay.
Bob Sturm.
Yes, sir.
See if you recognize this voice.
Mother doesn't allow me to have visitors at night.
I'm not a visitor, Your Grace. Word has it, I'm to be your bride. Did you know that people in arranged marriages often never meet until their wedding day? Before we decide to spend our lives together, we ought to get to know one another, don't you?
That is Natalie Dormer from Game of Thrones. She married... She's really, really hot. She is Marjorie or...
Wow.
Yeah, she married the middle kid that walked out of the window via suicide.
Yeah.
Just walked straight out
just
the window.
Just walked out the window and was like, I'm done. Can you beat a princess from Game of Thrones?
Man, she... I'm going to say I think I can beat her. She seems like a 430 type.
Whoa.
Bob Sturm, 422. Natalie Dormer, 3 hours and 50 minutes.
Whoa! Yeah. 350?
Yeah, she crushed you.
Well, she might qualify for Boston.
She crushed you. Dave?
I know something even scarier.
What?
Have you heard about this videotape?
The one where they do it on the boat, and then in the car, and then in the bathtub? And he's like, hey, baby, I love you. And she's like, where are we?
And did you see this?
No, not that.
That is Pam Anderson making fun of herself in Scary Movie 3.
Okay.
Did you beat Pam Anderson in a marathon?
Oh, jeez.
Was this before or after her breast reduction?
Dave, Pam Anderson ran a marathon. You don't get qualifiers.
Before or after hepatitis?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's hard to run a marathon with your insides falling out, so I'm going to say I beat her.
Dave Lane, 501. Pam Anderson, 541.
Whoa! Yes! Dave.
See, you didn't
Dave.
Lose to everyone.
That's right.
You accomplished something.
This is mean.
Bob.
Sent me up to my room. You know when you get smacked when you're a kid, you get hyped. When you get by yourself, You gonna smack me, bitch? In front of my friends? You gonna smack me?
Can you beat, did you beat, Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart. Little,
man,
tiny, squeezable Kevin Hart.
I would have taken that personally if he was in the race in front of me. I would have made every effort to get in front of him. But since I was too worried about Oprah, I bet you Kevin Hart probably beat me.
Bob,
I'm going to say 410 or so.
Bob 422, Kevin Hart 405.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Dave. Let's go back.
But think about those tiny little strides he was having to make.
I'd also like to audit him.
Why?
A little suspicious.
Okay. Dave.
Billionaire power.
Are you capable of beating Alicia Keys in a marathon, Dave?
She looks soft to me. I think I beat her.
You think you took down Alicia Keys,
yeah,
with your 501. Alicia Keys, Dave, 5 hours and 50 minutes.
Yes!
Dang.
Yes! Oh, my self-esteem is climbing.
You're killing everyone. All right, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I was just leaving.
Right, you were leaving.
I can't believe you sent a woman into the sauna to do that.
That
for
was
me.
An accident.
I think you're both mentally ill.
Oh.
And by the way, they're real, oh, and they're spectacular.
Terry Hatcher.
Terry
Bob.
Hatcher.
Did you beat Terry Hatcher, U422?
Hmm. I don't think so. I don't think I beat Terry Hatcher. I feel like she had a very solid time.
Terry Hatcher, 5 hours and 6 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd beat her, too.
I know. You're beating everyone.
I'm such an elite
athlete.
See
what I'm doing? I'm just pumping you guys up.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if we can keep a few of them going.
If you will.
Dave.
I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
Do you think that you beat Bryan Cranston, Dave?
Man, I mean, he's older, but he's also rather waify, so I'm going to say he beat me.
Dave 501, Bryan Cranston, 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Jeez. Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an actual runner's time.
That's the meth. It's like,
meth isn't the only thing he cooks.
He might have beat Corby.
Crazy legit. Crazy legit. Yeah, he got me by 10 minutes. Bob.
Yes, sir.
Last one.
So you can call any night and say, hey, Kate, it's Pippa, let's just do,
yeah,
girl talk,
yeah,
like
we
used to?
We have a very normal sisterly relationship. We're very close, and you know, we support each other and get each other's opinions and things.
Can you beat Pippa Middleton? Pippa,
yes,
Middleton.
I can beat any female royal from Buckingham Palace. Yes,
you're confident in that.
Yeah, I line them all up. Let's go. Start with the queen.
And we'll just... She's dead.
Okay,
yeah, before she's got a better chance now that she's dead.
Oh, true.
Bob 422, Pippa Middleton, 3 hours and 56 minutes.
Mm. Metric system, though.
No, it doesn't really apply in time.
Dang it.
Metric system. All right, one more for
it's
Dave.
It's good to cloud the issue, though.
One more for Dave. Let's do this guy.
Oh, my God. You disgusting pigs. Look at that. Yeah, it's fermented. Just smell that. Just smell that.
Come that on, is Gordon Ramsay.
Ladies.
I forget the name of his show, like Food
Kitchen
Sucks or
Hell
Food
Kitchen.
Food Wars. Yeah. Food Battles.
Ooh, that made me throw up.
Gordon Ramsay, Dave.
Gordon Ramsay. You know what? He probably thought that he was smarter than everybody else and didn't take anybody's advice training, and so I think I beat him.
Dave Lane 501, Gordon Ramsay, 3 hours and 31 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for How Slow Are They, Ham?
I was half paying attention, so I have a 3-3 tie.
Oh, God.
We'll go to penalties.
That sucks. All right, just another stupid soccer match.
Give
unbelievable.
Dave, because Bob was too, you know, thinking that he can beat the royal family.
And because I was too fast.
You were a little cocky about that. Well, I'll give it to Bob because he did beat Dave by an hour and a half, so.
Not that much.
Me.